This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress issues whip to vote against present government. Nepal police called for traveling only after taking stock of road condition. And 22 people die in rain-related incidents in India's Uttar Pradesh. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has issued a whip to all its parliamentarians to mandatorily attend the session of the House of Representatives scheduled for tomorrow and vote against Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The Prime Minister is scheduled to seek a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives session on July 12th. He decided to seek a vote of confidence after major ruling partner UML withdrew its support to the government following the recent agreement with the Nepali Congress to form a new government. The whip was issued by party's chief whip Ramesh Lekhak. The Nepal police has urged all to set out on long travel only after taking stock of the road condition as the highways remain obstructed in various regions of the country due to continuous monsoon rains. Central Police spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General Dan Bahadur Karki said that the general public has been requested to travel only after inquiring about the road condition to avoid any uncertainties. Nepal Police has also provided call numbers for information on the condition of the highways. The numbers are 100, the Traffic Police number 103, the Children at Risk Coordination Centres number 104 and the Police Complaints number 1113. Similarly, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority have also appealed to one and all to adopt special precaution. This comes in view of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology issuing public notice stating that the weather will be cloudy throughout the country with rainfall at many places for next 3 days. One-way traffic has resumed on Prithvi Highway. The landslip occurred at Mawakhola of Ichhakamana 3 of Chitwan had obstructed the traffic since this morning. Police inspector at the area police office Mungling Nirala Bhandari informed that it would, however, take time to ensure two-way traffic. Inspector Bhandari added that the landslip is continuous while the works for clearance of debris is worsened by the rainfall. General Secretary of Nepali Congress Gagan Kumar Thapa has said that the constitution will not be amended just because one political party wants it. Briefly talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, General Secretary Thapa said that the constitution will not be amended to affect the Federal Democratic Republican system. General Secretary Thapa further said that the cooperation and support of all political parties is necessary to correct the errors seen during the implementation of the constitution during the 10-year period. Thapa added that the 7-point agreement between the top leaders of Nepal Communist Party UML and Nepali Congress will be followed. Similarly, Dr. Sashank Koirala, central member of Nepali Congress, added that even if Nepali Congress and CPN-UML form the national government, the opposition should not become weak. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party is meeting on Thursday to decide whether to give the vote of confidence to the current government. According to Rashtriya Prajatantra Party leader Rajaram Shrestha, the meeting scheduled at the office of the parliamentary party would hold discussion with its parliamentary party leaders and make decision based on their suggestions. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is seeking a vote of confidence tomorrow. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has 14 lawmakers in the House of Representatives. A heartfelt tribute was paid to wife of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Sita Dahal, on her first memorial day. At a program organized at this official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar, family members along with Prime Minister Dahal offered wreath and garlanded to the photo of late Sita Dahal. Remembering Maoist leader Sita as a warrior of change, Vice Chairperson Shrestha expressed commitment to protect the achievements gained from people's war and to be devoted to serve the people. A total of 55,979 tourists visited the Khumbu region in the last 11 months of the current fiscal year. Information officer at the Sagarmatha National Park, Manoj Kumar Mandal, said that most of the tourists were foreigners, numbering 48,402, while the number of domestic tourists was 7,577. Most of the tourists visited the region in April and May, and the least in July and August. Meanwhile, the park collected rupees 136 million in revenue in the last 11 months. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 22 people were killed in rain-related incidents during the past 24 hours in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. According to Relief Department officials, the incessant rains have pushed up water levels in the rivers and inundated over 600 villages in 12 districts of the state. The floods have inundated over 1,000 acres of agricultural land and affected around 800,000 people. The relief and rescue teams have shifted over 10,000 people to secure locations. Torrential monsoon rains have triggered waterlogging and flooding-like situations in many states of the country, besides a full-fledged flood in India's northern state of Assam. 11 members of a family returning home from a wake died on Thursday when their pickup truck collided with a passenger bus in the northern Philippines. The accident happened shortly after midnight at an intersection in Arbolung municipality in Cagayan province. Police said the Toyota Hilux carrying 14 people reached an intersection with a major highway and hit the bus. Police major told Agence France Presse that only 3 people in the pickup survived. There were no fatalities on the passenger bus, but the driver and conductor were seriously hurt and 23 others suffered minor injuries. NATO members have pledged their support for an irreversible path to future membership for Ukraine as well as more aid. While a formal timeline for it to join the military alliance was not agreed at a summit in Washington, D.C., the military alliance 32 members said that they had unwavering support for Ukraine's war effort. According to BBC, NATO has announced further integration with Ukraine's military and members have committed US$43.3 billion. The bloc's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said support to Ukraine is not charity but their security interest. At least 30 Palestinians have been killed as Israeli soldiers stormed the Tal al-Hawa neighborhood of the city. According to Gaza Civil Defense spokesperson Mohammed Basil, bodies are filling the streets in Gaza City. According to UN spokesperson, Israel's evacuation order for the whole of Gaza City is causing mass suffering. Similarly, according to the UN's humanitarian aid agency, more than 300,000 Palestinians are estimated to reside in the north of the war-torn territory. Ceasefire talks continue in Doha, Qatar, as efforts to end the 9-month war are hampered by Israeli attacks on UN facilities and schools in Gaza, and as mass evacuations intensify and hospitals are forced to close. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Likewise, there is a chance of heavy rainfall at some places of all provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress issues whip to vote against present government. Nepal police calls for travelling only after taking stock of road condition. And 22 people die in rain-related incidents in India's Uttar Pradesh. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.